Now let's look at some of the problems India has had attracting foreign investment. As you'll recall from some of our other videos, foreign investment tends to raise wages and levels of productivity. One recent story is that of a ski resort, or rather a ski resort which never came to pass. There was an American named John Sims who wanted to build a ski resort in the Himalayas in India, yet he has encountered a lot of obstacles. This would have been the first Western-style ski resort in India. It would have been a $500 million project. It would have created a lot of jobs. Sims even left a deposit, but he found there was a lot of local opposition to the project, in part because it would have been disruptive, but also in part for religious reasons. So at first the project was approved, and then later it was scrapped after a different political party came to power in that state. And eventually he was given only about 6 months to secure all of the needed environmental permits. It seems that won't be possible, and most likely this project simply won't happen. For another example of some difficulties, consider the sector of furniture and home furnishings. The globally famous Swedish firm IKEA would like to set up shop in India, but so far they have been meeting resistance. The main fear is competition with other Indian retailers, and also that IKEA will be buying and selling furniture which is made in places other than India. So one commentator offered the following thought, and this is outlined here, I quote, "Honestly, the Indian people know how to make furniture. They, IKEA, will not make much of a change. They will make the same. FDI, foreign direct investment, is welcome to India, but it does not mean you will eat away the ordinary people who make it, carpenters and others." The reality is that IKEA is likely to bring higher productivity to the sector, and this would mean much lower prices for consumers. The company IKEA is asking that it be exempt from the Indian law, which would require IKEA to make 30% of its purchases from small and mid-sized Indian producers. So far, there's been a standoff, and as of the time of making this video, August 2012, IKEA is not slated to enter the Indian market. We'll be seeing how this develops. In general, as of late, foreign firms have become more reluctant to invest in the Indian economy. So in the first 6 months of 2012, foreign direct investment is actually down about 18% from its 2011 pace. Of course, that's a bad sign for the Indian economy. A lot of the problems faced by foreign investors or potential foreign investors are fairly deeply rooted. Those include unpredictable politics, slow and inefficient courts, and also an unreliable power grid. We discuss some of these problems in some other videos. There are some FDI successes in India. Those would include some of the older firms with listed subsidiaries, such as Siemens, Unilever, and Suzuki, and also Hyundai, the Korean auto manufacturer, has set up some plants, and they did this by picking some of the Indian states with better-run governments. Nonetheless, there's a general consensus that when it comes to foreign direct investment, India has not had enough successes. This video is about some quite recent developments, and so the key sources are taken from the popular press. Two useful articles are listed here. But for updates, simply take the phrase foreign direct investment India and either put it into Google or put it into news.google.com or put in the names of the individual companies mentioned in this video along with the word India or foreign direct investment and put that into news.google.com for updates.